T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 94.1.
All right, Jen, time for me to go to try some wine.
Yeah, get drinking.
Okay.
Jen boldly stated on the radio yesterday that she could identify easily this wine that Walmart is selling for $7 or $8 a bottle. That is it Wine Spectator that does the score? Or who does the scores when they say, like, if somebody's got a 95? Who
that
does?
Wine Advocate, Robert Parker.
Yes, Sorry, Jen, I asked the gentleman from Canoe that question.
Yes,
and not you.
Jared is here from Canoe. He's a sommelier and has brought in some very expensive wines. They're all here labeled in studio, but just as 1 through 5. So I don't know which ones are the cheap ones, which ones are the expensive ones. And I'm telling you, I'm about to go 5 for 5.
She's going to put them in order from most expensive to least expensive. We have 3 wines in the group that are red. We have 2 wines that are white. We have some that have been purchased at Walmart. And then, Jared, can you tell us about a couple of the ones that you brought? I know you had at least 1 bottle of red and 1 bottle of white. So,
So I brought a couple that actually find their way onto our list at Canoe.
Okay.
One's a Chardonnay, one's a Bordeaux.
You don't have to give an exact price if you don't have the whole wine list memorized, but a glass of one of these would be what?
They're expensive. They're above the glass list.
Oh, so this would be what would a bottle of one of these, a restaurant bottle of one of these cost?
The most expensive is
$150. Jen, that's 20 times more expensive. This should be so easy.
You put some of them in plastic wine cups, which is just a travesty to begin with, okay? Like, you don't put a $150 bottle of whatever it is he brought in a plastic stemless cup.
No, but you put a $7 bottle of Walmart wine in one of those baseball hats that have the straw that comes around. Will a plastic glass, Jared, will that screw up a taste of wine for just the 3 minutes that it's been in there?
It could. I wouldn't be a fan of plastic glassware.
Right, but if Jen would not be able to use that as an excuse, right?
It's going to make a tiny difference.
Oh,
it's not huge.
See? Told you so. I'm basically a sommelier.
Oh, my God. How many hours of studying have you put into wines, Jared?
I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been studying it for years.
Okay.
Years and years. Me too.
That's evidence. Yeah, for sure.
Every Thursday night with my girlfriends. Every Friday after work. I've been working hard at this study, Jared.
All right, so.
What do you think it is? I have a question for him about women and wine, as a sidebar.
Yeah, of course.
What is it about women and wine? Because it seems to me that most of my girlfriends are all diehards for wine and don't really like drinking other things. They're not into beer. They're not into liquor really as much. Like, every once in a while, a fancy cocktail, but like women and wine is a really close relationship.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know. Wine has kind of a romantic side to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of artful. You know, it's an expression of, you know, what the winemaker was thinking, where the vineyard is, what the weather was like that year. So, I mean, it's ever evolving.
And just the words are Bordeaux. And, you know, sommelier.
And deep plum edges and things like that are just like.
And Boone's romantic. Farm. Right? Like all those things just roll off the tongue with such romanticism. Right? All right. So what we have in studio, you're done. You're confident in your order, Jen.
I'm not 100%. So during this song, I'm gonna taste one more time, make sure I've got them in the right order, because they want me to place these in order of least expensive to most expensive.
That's why you're tasting one more time.
I'm going to take, yeah. I know. I'm going to make sure I have the $150 bottle right on point. But yeah, I think so. I'm going to do one more run through, but I'm going 5 for 5.
Okay, so we're going to come back while you do that run through. And I here's to add a little pressure to you, Jen.
Uh-oh.
404-263-0941. Lauren, take caller 25 and caller 26, okay? Caller 25 is 5 for 5. If you go 5 for 5.
Okay.
Canoe, that's what Jared is a sommelier and the beverage director at Canoe Restaurant, the most beautiful restaurant in town.
Oh, right on the Chattahoochee. It's just stunning.
It's the place to go for anything special or anything romantic. We've got a $300 gift certificate to caller 25 if you go 5 for 5.
If I don't?
We'll give it to caller 26.
And, okay.
And we'll give caller 25 your cell phone number to give you all the crap in the world.
Okay.
All right, Jane, so do one more run through to make sure you got them right.
Okay. I got this. I'm confident. I've been practicing for so long, Jeff.
All right.
It's my moment.
The moment Jeff
in the spotlight.
The
finally.
Jeff and Tipsy Jen show continues.
This is the Jeff and Jen show.
If you take off all the labels, can you still tell the difference between expensive wine and cheap wine? I say yes, and Jeff Dollar is putting me to the test this morning.
There is no way. Jen, all wine tastes the same.
No way.
Unless you study that. Okay, so Jared, how do you say your last name? Is it Lorenz or Lorenz?
Lorenz, yes.
Lorenz. Okay, so Jared Lorenz, he's level 2 sommelier?
Level 1.
Level 1, and there's 4 levels.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him about getting to level 4, and he said, oh, yeah, it's easy to do. If you want to have no life for 3 or 4 years.
Oof.
He said that if you want to be a level 4 sommelier, you work at a restaurant that has a great wine list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you go home and you taste more wine. Then you do your flashcards. Then you taste more wine. Like, that's all you do for 3 years. You know how cocky it sounds for you to come in and go, I can do it.
Do you know how quickly I'm ready to go do that for my next career? Bring it on.
All right. So Jared is the beverage director and a sommelier at Canoe Restaurant. And here's the deal. Is it Keely and Marietta? Hey, Keely.
Hello.
All right.
Hey, Keely.
I'm here.
Okay. You're caller 26. So if Jen gets anything less than 5, you're the winner, okay?
Awesome.
All right. And then Mary and Dunwoody, you're caller 25. So on the tiny, 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 tiny chance that Jen goes 5 for 5, you've got a $300 gift certificate to Canoe Restaurant.
Mary, you there?
She's not even responding because she knows.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry.
No, she just knows. She knows it's such a long shot, Jen. She's like,
I got Mary is going to take this home. She's going to Canoe. I can feel this.
All right. Hold on. Okay, Mary.
I'm like 99% sure on my guesses here.
Okay. Well,
I hope I'm not humiliated.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you one answer, Jen.
Okay.
The wine that you put in the lowest possible category.
Yes.
Is correct.
Yes!
It's a $5 Walmart Pinot Grigio.
Okay. Yeah, I could tell.
And before,
I could anyway.
The $5 wine deserves respect, too. So, Jared, if you want to give that a little taste and give us your best analysis of what's going on in that.
It looks like you really enjoyed that one.
He did that head tilt to the side, like kind of like a dog hearing a high-pitched noise. Like, oh.
You ever eaten like a chicken salad and you think maybe you got one undercooked piece of chicken, so you kind of like flinch? That's the face he just made.
Yeah, I mean, that is bargain bin, that's for sure. Not the biggest fan.
Okay.
Not at all.
It's $4.97. It's available at Walmart. It's a Behringer Bain and Vine Pinot Grigio. Yep.
Well, there you go.
Oh, and there's a prize, though. Did you look under the cork? Because if there was a thing, you could win a prize. Is that a common thing that that wineries do? No?
Maybe you throw that one into like a spritzer by the pool and mix it up with a whole bunch of other things, and then you're okay.
That would be your base ingredient for white sangria.
That's
all I would use that for.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jared's like, actually, maybe you just pour it into the pool, and then you let the chlorine take care of it. All right, so.
So I got one right.
One
yes.
right. All right, so Jared, I feel like we should have a drum roll or something. Do we have a drum roll? Okay, let's hit a drum roll, JP, and let us know of the remaining wines on the table. We've already gone 1 for 5.
Yes. Hold on. If I do get them 5 for 5, Jared, can I come hang out with you for a day at Canoe?
Sure.
Can that be my prize?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know we're hooking up the listeners with dinner canoe, but I'm hoping that could be my prize to come be your understudy for a day.
You can go to dinner with the listeners, and Jared will do your wine. How's that? All right, Mary.
Drum roll.
Jared, how did she do?
She went 5 for 5.
What?
Are you kidding? Hold on.
Did I really?
Yeah.
No way.
No, yep. You really did. I've got the answer key right here.
Wine number.
It. I thought in the middle I was going to get so messed up.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Wine number one, the cheapest wine, a Beringer Pinot Grigio for $4.97. Wine number two, the second least expensive, was a Barefoot Cabernet Sauvignon. $5.97 at Walmart. You put in the third category right in the middle, a cupcake Cabernet Sauvignon, $7.97 at Walmart.
That one actually is not that bad. You should try it, Jared. I'm telling you, it's not that bad. It was in a plastic cup, which totally threw it off. I thought that was going to throw me, but it's actually not that bad. So I can.
That's the one you switched to. Originally, you had that one either a little higher or a little lower. And you switched it, and that's how you got all five.
No way.
I can't believe. Girl. Mary, she went 5 for 5. You
Boom,
won.
Oh, Mary!
Jared, oh my God.
I love you, girl. I love me some wine. See, practice makes perfect.
Wine number four, Jen, the fourth most expensive. Jared, you can tell us about it. It's a Grand Marnier Chardonnay.
Yeah, coming from Oregon.
Hang on a second. Jen, what did you taste in that wine? Some nodes of what?
Success.
Well done.
Damn it. It was well done.
So that one's from Oregon.
It's from Oregon, yeah. So it's made kind of in a more Burgundian style.
Burgundian.
So it's not over the top. It's not.
Is that a typical Burgundian or is that a Ron Burgundian?
And then the Bordeaux, oh man, that is amazing.
Yeah, that's the best one there by far.
And where's it from?
That is from the Pauillac region in Bordeaux. So it's going to be left bank. So it's primarily Cab. There's a little bit of Merlot and Cab Franc in there too.
Cab Franc in there. It's Chateau, what's it called?
Pédesclos.
Chateau Pédesclos. Just remember that. So next time you go to a special occasion at any restaurant, thank you so much, Jared and Canoe Restaurant. Say it one more time. Chateau
Pédesclos.
Yeah, that's all you got to say when you roll into the restaurant. Go, hi, do you have a Chateau Pédesclos? Do you have any Ron Burgundy?
Thank you so much, Jared.
Absolutely.
I can't. Thanks for having me.
Are you seriously going to go to Canoe and hang out and drink wine with Jared?
Yes, 1,000%. Yeah. And I'm also going to ask JP to play All I Do Is Win.
Oh.
What? Right now? Because I'm going to need that before we wrap this up.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, can't ever get enough. All I know is when I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Can't believe you got all five right.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.